This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Much has been made over the slowing growth rate of the Chinese economy, which came in last week at a quite subdued, for them, 7.4%. Overnight out of Shanghai, though, came this. The mayor of China's most dynamic economic engine said he is not going to target a specific GDP growth rate this year, shooting instead for economic quality and efficiency. Given the global importance of the Chinese economy and the questionableness of their economic statistics, it is an interesting development. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz is on the line from Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
I said in the setup to this interview that it was interesting. What I really should have said was this is a big, big deal.
It really is a big deal. And it was really surreal to hear the mayor of China's wealthiest city start his speech off by saying, "We're not too concerned about GDP." For a mayor to say something like that even 5 years ago would have been political suicide, because for the past couple of decades, GDP growth has been the be-all, end-all obsession for China's government. But as you mentioned, China's growth has slowed. Mm. So, of course, there's a propaganda value in all of this. It makes it convenient for Chinese officials to suddenly not care about a number that isn't so high anymore. But perhaps an even more important reason here is that there's a new sheriff in town. President Xi Jinping has taken charge by going after corrupt officials and by vowing to reform China's economic growth model. And this appears to be part of that pledge.
Walk me through it then. How does this change away from GDP targeting, basically, help China in the long run?
Well, up until now, if you were a local government official in China, GDP growth numbers for your city or province were the top criteria for a promotion within the party. And you would accomplish that by building infrastructure. So you had a situation where local leaders were doing whatever it took to build. You know, they seized land from their residents to build shopping malls and high-rises. They accepted bribes from developers. They cooked the books to make themselves look better. And they built a lot of infrastructure that will never be used. So by shifting away from this model, Xi Jinping seems to want to ensure that local officials are instead focused and evaluated on qualitative targets like raising people's living standards, improving health care, and focusing on cleaning up their environment.
Yeah. Other than that last one, though, the environment, right? I mean, these are necessarily difficult things to measure.
They are, and it's a conundrum for China because, you know, without tackling these big problems like the environment and the income gap, China's not going to be able to maintain this pace of economic growth in the future. So how do you do that in a slower growth environment where you can't spend as much as you're used to spending? You know, the key here, I think, is efficiency, making every renminbi, that would be China's currency, of course, go as far as it can to improving people's lives. Up until now, a lot of government spending has been inefficient and wasteful, only benefiting the rich and the powerful. And it's important to remember here that China's economy is not imploding. You know, we're still looking at growth here above 7%. Making this 7% go further for everyone in China is what the government now seems to be focused on.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Kai.